Welcome to the Julius Baer Moving Markets podcast on Wednesday, the 24th of April, with me, Bernadette Anderko. My colleague, Lucia Ciculovic, is going to take us through the latest market news today. And then our head of equity strategy, Mathieu Rachetet, will be here to talk us through the latest developments in the Q1 earnings season. So let's start with what's been moving markets in the last 24 hours. Good morning, Lucia.
Good morning, Bernadette.
Lucia, let's start with a look back to yesterday's release of PMI data, which, for those unfamiliar with the data point, is short for Purchasing Managers' Indices, and where a reading above 50 indicates an economic expansion and a reading below 50 indicates economic contraction. And the Eurozone data yesterday showed that overall business activity in the bloc expanded at its fastest pace for almost a year, coming in at 51.4 points. We've also received readings on an individual country level, so perhaps you could tell us a bit more about those, Lucia.
Sure. So the composite figure for Germany was 50.5, which indicates expansion for the first time since last June. And this was driven by services. The services PMI was 53.3, while the manufacturing PMI was still firmly in the contraction zone at 42.2. And it wasn't just Germany. The figures for France also improved overall. As in Germany, services were the main driver in France, which saw the first month of expansion for almost a year. The composite PMI figure for France was 49.9. Meanwhile, in the UK, the composite PMI was also higher than last month, coming in at 54 for April, driven again by services.
And how did European markets perform yesterday on the back of this news?
Really well, actually. Overall, the sentiment was very good and European markets closed higher. The Euro Stoxx 50 was up 1.4% and the UK's FTSE 100 traded at an all-time intraday high. This was mostly thanks to expectations that the Bank of England will likely cut rates ahead of the US Federal Reserve. However, Bank of England's chief economist Hugh Peel struck a hawkish tone yesterday against these market expectations. He indicated that a forthcoming interest rate cut might not come as soon as expected. While falling inflation has brought a prospective cut somewhat closer, he said there was more risk in cutting rates too quickly than too late.
So coming back to PMI readings, we also received the latest figures from the United States. What did they show?
So here the indices came in lower than expected. Both manufacturing and services activity hit multi-month lows in April, indicating a potential slowdown in US economic growth. More specifically, the manufacturing PMI came in at 49.9, down from 51.9 in February, and the lowest reading in 4 months. On the services side, the index came in at 50.9 compared to 51 the previous month. We also got new home sales data out of the US yesterday, which showed that new residential sales accelerated in March at a faster than expected pace as mortgage rates declined during the month.
And how did the US stock markets perform yesterday?
They were up too, and as such marked a second straight winning session. The S&P 500 gained 1.2%, while the Nasdaq Composite ticked up 1.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 0.7%. Yesterday's moves came as investors bought into the dip in tech stocks following the recent sell-off in key names such as Nvidia, and a drop in shorter-term US interest rates also provided a tailwind for stocks, with treasuries rallying in the wake of the PMI data, while investor appetite for that proved solid at yesterday's sale of two-year notes. The up moves in stocks were also largely due to a strong batch of corporate earnings that eased concerns over higher interest rates. I know we have Mathieu later in the show to talk more about the earnings season, but I'd like to highlight two corporate results. Tesla, for example, climbed more than 10% in extended trading after the company announced a new initiative around offering an affordable model. Spotify surged also more than 10% after surpassing Wall Street's first quarter estimates.
Let's move on to overnight action in Asia Pacific, where Japan's Nikkei 225 has led gains as markets in the region rose across the board. What else has been making noise overnight?
So Australia reported its first quarter inflation figures, which showed that the consumer price index rose 3.6% year on year, slightly above market expectations. but still it marks the fifth straight quarter of slowing inflation. And this number will likely be a key factor influencing the next rate decision by the Reserve Bank of Australia at the beginning of May. We've also got quite a few reports out overnight that Japan is on the brink of currency intervention if the yen weakens any further. The yen sharply rebounded off of 34-year lows after Nikkei Asia reported that Bank of Japan officials will focus on the weakening of the yen at their policy meeting later this week. And this news comes as Japan reported its latest service sector producer prices, which climbed 2.3% in March.
Okay, so we've had a lot about stocks and currencies. Let's take a look at commodities now, where both gold and oil are slightly up this morning. Can you tell us a bit more about that, Lucia?
So oil prices are adding to gains from the previous session after industry data showed a surprise drop in US crude stocks last week, which is a positive sign for demand. And attention is seemingly shifting away from the hostilities in the Middle East. And coming back to the PMI data from the very beginning of our conversation, the positive business activity in the Eurozone and the UK suggests that demand for oil could be rising. Gold prices, meanwhile, are stuck in a narrow range and Bitcoin is holding up well above $66,000.
So what else is on the agenda for investors today?
So the earnings season will stay front and center. While on the macroeconomic data front, we will get German April business climate data, Italy's consumer confidence, and UK's business optimism. From the US, we are getting March durable goods and official figures for crude oil inventories. Finally, looking at the futures board, I see a sea of green, so let's hope we have a positive day ahead of us.
Yes, let's hope for that too. Thank you so much, Lucia, for being with us this morning and providing such a thorough roundup of the market's news.
Thanks for having me, Bernadette.
Now, Lucia already alluded to Tesla's earnings earlier, but for a broader look at results so far this earnings season, I'd like to welcome Mathieu Racheté to the show. Good morning, Mathieu.
Good morning, Bernadette.
So, Mathieu, the earnings season in the US is in full swing. We've had roughly 25% of the S&P 500 companies having reported their quarterly earnings so far. What are the key takeaways?
So I would say so far, so good. We have a beat rate, which is at 74% for the S&P 500, which is in line with the historical average. In terms of sectors, we have communications, healthcare, but also IT, who have the highest beat rates. So, you know, quite an average earnings season when it comes to the beat ratio. However, if you look at the magnitude of the beats, it is quite strong. So earnings for the S&P 500 have an aggregate surprise positively by 7.8%. So in a nutshell here, the amount of companies beating earnings is in line with the historical average, but the magnitude of the beats is higher than the historical average. But again, you know, we are still in early days of the Q1 earnings season to make any bigger conclusions here. But so far, we had a quite good start.
Okay, understood. So what's ahead in terms of results, Mathieu?
So we are now entering the business week in terms of earnings results, with roughly 35% of the S&P's market cap due to report results this week alone. So quite a lot of reports this week, especially the results of the mega cap tech companies will be closely watched. So we have four of the so-called Magnificent Seven that are reporting results this week. Tesla has already reported results. Meta will be due today, and Microsoft and Alphabet tomorrow. Apart from those, we will also have some of the large industrial names such as Honeywell and Caterpillar that will report on Thursday and will give us an indication on the manufacturing side of the economy. And then lastly, also some big oil companies such as Chevron and ExxonMobil, which are expected to report results this Friday. So a lot of results, a lot of reports, which will keep us busy over the coming days.
Certainly sounds like it. What about on this side of the Atlantic? How's the earnings season looking here?
Yeah, so over here in Europe, the earnings season usually starts later. And so far, we only have roughly 10% of the companies that have reported results already. Overall, expectations going into the season has been quite low. So for instance, for the Stock 600 index, consensus is expecting minus 14% of earnings growth year over year, which is quite a low number and also sets the bar low for companies to beat. And indeed, you know, from those 10% of companies that have reported already, results have been mostly stronger than expected. So overall, low expectations and so far heading for a good start over here in Europe. We also have seen the majority of the soft economic data here in Europe pointing to a stabilization or even an upturn in economic activity in Q1, which we think should bode well for earnings of especially of cyclical sectors. So one sector that stands out is the oil and gas sector. So despite the rally that we have seen in the oil price during the first quarter, consensus has not upgraded the earnings estimates and still expects a decline in earnings of 39% compared to the same quarter last year. So we therefore think that there's quite a fair chance the sector will surprise positively this earnings season around.
Thanks very much for that, Mathieu, and for being on the show today. And as we've got the May Day holiday in mainland Europe next Wednesday, thank you also for agreeing to join us on Tuesday next week for the next earnings instalment.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Bernadette.
Well, that's it for today's podcast. I'd like to thank the guests for contributing and, of course, you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show, and please join us again tomorrow when Helen Freer will be here hosting our experts to guide you through what's moving markets. Good luck today and goodbye for now.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast constitute marketing material and are not the result of independent financial or investment research. Please refer to www.juliusbear.com/legal/podcasts for further other important legal information.
Beyond Markets is a weekly podcast where Julius Baer experts and external speakers discuss some of the latest market developments. They share their key research and insights on today's ever-changing economic landscape and present practical advice. Search for Beyond Markets on your favorite podcast player.